drill team exhibitions, rifle salute, and more. Featuring music from country artist Daryl Worley with opener Ryan Spencer. Sunday, November 9th, the salute to our veterans and first responders at Floor Field, downtown Greenville. Tickets just $5 at upstatesalute.com. Gates open at 2 with a concert at 4. Honor our veterans and first responders with country artist Daryl Worley. Sunday, November 9th, honor the men and women who served to keep us free and safe. Go to upstatesalute.com for tickets and more information.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam insulation, the most premium insulation option to insulate your home while also sealing any air leaks. Spray foaming the roof deck of your attic can also get you the opportunity to turn your attic into usable space and is the ultimate pest control solution. Right now, you can receive up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. Call Koala Insulation today, 864-867-1779.
Attention business owners, are you aware of the Corporate Transparency Act? If your business isn't properly registered, you could face a fine and jail time. The Wealth Training Academy can help make sure your business meets all legal requirements. Call or text CTA to 864-588-1100 for immediate assistance. That's CTA to 864-588-1100. WTA's Tax Division uses a Tax Advisor Group, LLC, which is an independent CPA tax reduction planning and preparation firm. Tax-related services are offered to help business owners and individuals create sound tax planning strategies that are custom-suited to their needs and objectives.
To the road range, Ben Milstead just came in here and told me the most unbelievable rumor that he has from a reliable source. All I'm going to say, Ramon, is if this rumor were to actually happen, the Alabama people would be so pissed. I mean, like, on their collective minds. We'll see. There's a lot to still figure out. Texter reminded me about Wisconsin and Luke Fickell. Yeah, that's going to open, right? I mean, they haven't scored in, like, you know, I don't know, like 2 years. I mean, you know, so that's going to open as well. We're going to have major openings, and then, you know, we're going to have this cause and effect thing. But we could have as many as 4, 5, 6 major job openings. Would you consider Auburn a major job opening? I think I would. I mean, I think Auburn is a bigger job than Virginia Tech and Oklahoma State. We're not even talking about that level. You know, we're not even talking about that level. We're talking about the actual top of college football, and then, you know, everything that happens, the domino effect of everything that happens in that situation. You know, again, you know, listen, I've been saying for a while that if I was Penn State, my group of candidates would be Rhett Lashley, Jeff Rom, and Eli Drinkwitz. That'd be my group of candidates. I think you could use that same group of candidates elsewhere, but that would be my group. Those three guys would be my group. You know, the other guy I might consider if I was Penn State is Brett Bielema. I think Brett Bielema is a great coach. He's winning double-digit games at Illinois. I mean, if you can win double-digit games at Illinois, what could you do at Penn State? I think Bielema would make some sense at Penn State, too. So for me, from a Penn State standpoint, I might have those four guys. Now, I wouldn't have Lane Kiffin on my board for Penn State. I just don't think that's a fit. But I think Lane Kiffin's certainly a fit at Florida and might be their number one choice. I think Eli Drinkwitz would be a great choice at Florida. I think he might be the best choice at Florida. I've said that before. But this is interesting. Texter asked, would Marcus Freeman leave Notre Dame? I don't think so. I mean, I don't know why he would. You know, like, for example, somebody on Twitter wrote me a week ago and said, what about Mike Elko? I don't think Elko would have any reason to leave A&M, and I don't see why Marcus Freeman would want to leave Notre Dame. I really, I think Marcus Freeman has taken Notre Dame to an entirely different level than Brian Kelly took them. Brian Kelly sort of built a fraudulent Notre Dame program that when they had a chance to win the national championship, they got beat by 150. And it just never felt like they were legitimate contenders. But Marcus Freeman's teams have been. They were last year, and they might be again this year. I've really been impressed with what Marcus Freeman has done. I know he's had a little hiccup in a regular season game or two, but I don't know. I would like to see Marcus Freeman stay at Notre Dame and continue to build Notre Dame into a power. I would think he's untouchable. Now, I will say this. If Marcus Freeman isn't untouchable, then absolutely he'd be a candidate at Penn State. I think we have, you know, another situation or two like that as well. But we have a wild world of coaching right now in which, you know, I think the change is just starting to happen. I don't know where it ends up. And I think some of these schools are going to be out for the same candidates. That's the other thing. You know, you can't – I don't know if Florida State is, like, passing the cup around looking for donations. I mean, I don't know what they're doing, but you can't sit idly by and let Florida pick their guy and Penn State pick their guy and Auburn pick their guy, et cetera, et cetera. You can't, you know, LSU pick their guy. I mean, what are you going to do? This notion of Jimbo Fisher return to Florida State, that's like the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Well, the second dumbest thing would be Dan Mullen going to Florida. Those would be the two dumbest things I've ever heard. You put them in any order you want. Jimbo Fisher destroyed the Florida State program. He's the guy who destroyed it. He's the guy who ripped it the frig down. And Dan Mullen did the same to Florida. Those are the two guys who destroyed those two respective programs. So you're going to bring them back?
You want those people back and right. They're gone. There's a reason they're gone.
Right, right. I want to guillotine them, not bring them back. You know, exactly what I want. So no, it's like a non-starter to me. Texter said, which program is dumb enough to hire Jimbo? Yeah, I that's something I'm just not doing. I don't care. I mean, of all the possibilities of where Jimbo Fisher could coach, to me, the most likely one would be LSU. Okay, I'm putting the chances of Jimbo Fisher returning to Florida State at zero. And the chances of Dan Mullen returning to Florida at zero. The chances of Jimbo Fisher winding up at LSU, I think that's a possibility. It's not what I would do. It's not what I would do. But I think...
Now, after getting back and evaluating the film and things from the last game, I'm very proud of our team in regard to first, you know, we got a victory. But more importantly, I thought we played very physical in a game that we gave great effort. We were far from perfect. There's a lot of mistakes in the game that we have to clean up, a lot of little things on all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams, that we have to make sure we're on the same page and just clean up the details and, you know, exactly have great attention to them and all those things. So sometimes they don't always bite you, but they bite you when they bite you. I mean, just because you got by with them in one game don't mean you have to fix them. And those become problems when they really don't need to become problems. You have to clean them up, evaluate yourself, even though you had success in the game, to make sure that you're dotting I's, crossing T's, and trying to leave no stone unturned to give your opponent an advantage. And there's a lot of those things that which we need to do in the game. But again, I thought we were physical. I thought we ran the football. I thought we stopped the run, which is very critical. Threw the ball with very a lot of efficiency on third down, and even in the red zone, third down, which I think is very, very big area that sometimes we get underlooked. I mean, we say it was red zone, but it's third down, red zone conversions. Those are huge. Can really change things. Defense, I thought we stiffened when they did move the ball down there. We stiffened very well, played well. Unfortunately, we gave up the one big play. I think we got to get cleaned up. We had eight penalties in the game. That's inexcusable. And two guys we lost in the game that no one feels worse than they do. We got to get that cleaned up. But eight penalties, we have too many to have in the game and playing the kind of competition we're going to be playing coming forward. And we got to clean those things up. But there's a lot to be proud of to the effort. And I saw guys trying to be physical, trying to hustle. And I saw selflessness. I saw guys that were willing to block for guys downfield, a lot of long runs and things that came about. And you break the line of scrimmage, but it's blocked and made downfield by skill guys and people that do a great job in that. And I thought defensively, the other thing I thought we did, I thought we chased the ball very well, had good leverage points, kept angles on the ball, tackled in bunches and got there in a hurry. And then we didn't get sacks or turnovers.
Okay, it's enough. Jimbo Fisher joined the show today. Thanks to Jimbo. Thanks to Jimbo. This is wrong. Texas said, was that Jimbo or Kwok? That's 100% wrong.
No.
Yeah, it's 100% wrong. No, it's Jimbo. That's our boy Jimbo. And we may, you know.
When they bite you, they bite you.
Well, you know, he talks a million miles a minute, and we may have sped him up just a tiny bit. For the greater good. For the greater good. Paul and Joe right now. Paul, how are you, Paul? Good to have you.
Just fine. Did you mention SMU coach leaving? Is that what you said? Did you say
yes.
Brett Lashley?
Yeah. Brett Lashley, yeah.
That'd never happen.
Why?
That'd never happen.
Why?
And I just got through watching the documentary on SMU.
Yeah.
I don't think nobody could match their money. I mean, they got oil money. I mean, it's kind of scary what's going on at SMU. Hadn't they been in the league now, and they hadn't lost a league game in the last 2 years.
That's correct.
They're going to try to get back the way they were in the 80s, but this time it's going to be legal, and they got oil money, big.
Yeah. Paul, he's attainable. Trust me, Paul, he's attainable. He's attainable.
You'll never get him.
Yeah, no, he's 100% attainable. Trust me. Trust me, I'm telling you, Paul. If Penn State wants Rhett Lashley, he'll be the next coach at Penn State. Trust me.
You watch that documentary and just see what he's trying to
build. I don't need to. I know the whole story. I don't need to watch any documentaries. I could write the documentaries. I'm just telling you, Paul. Paul, do I ever steal you wrong, Paul? I'm telling you right now. If Penn State goes after Rhett Lashley, he will be the next coach at Penn State. I'm just telling you.
It'll never happen.
100%.
Too bad we don't have BG, the burgers anymore.
Yeah, for you to lose more burgers.
I hear you. That's never going to happen because they got a big-time planner, and it's kind of scary.
Yeah. They can have a big-time plan all they want, but there are other schools that can pay at least as much or more. They're not getting any ACC money, Paul. They're paying their own way.
It's hundreds of millions just to get into ACC, and it, like I said, that's just a drop bucket to them.
Yeah,
I mean they had to get into ACC,
yeah.
and I just don't see. I mean, it is kind of, you got all that Texas.
You're gonna be incredibly surprised, Paul, when Rhett Lashley's actually like the next coach at Arkansas. You're going to be incredibly surprised because I think there's a really good chance that he's gone after this year. And I don't even think it's going to be to a Penn State or a Florida. I think it's more likely to be in Arkansas.
You may be right, but it'd be totally surprised me with the money that they got. They got that Texas. They not quite got the A&M money or the Texas money, but it's very close.
Yeah.
I mean, they got Oil Burns that just throwing money at it, and they want to get the program back where it was, you know. When they cheated and did what all they did, but it's like they were saying in that documentary.
They were just ahead of their time. None of that would be cheating today.
Yeah, that's what I say. If you wouldn't cheat in the 80s, you wouldn't win.
It's like the Pete Rose thing in football.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the SMU was just a pioneer. We didn't know it at the time, but they were a trailblazer. SMU was a trailblazer, a pioneer.
You know, that's one good thing. I'm glad you agree with me with Pete Rose. He should never get in the Hall of Fame.
No, he shouldn't.
I mean,
he
never.
Shouldn't. No,
he should never.
It doesn't matter that they changed the rules and that things are different now. It doesn't matter. It does not matter.
Yeah. That's an interesting discussion. We'll just have to wait.
We will see. Yeah.
All right, have a good day, Bob.
Yep. I hope he stays. I hope you're right. By the way, Rona, I got to tell you what the NBA is saying about this gambling scandal. It's just unbelievable what they're saying and what the commissioner is saying. I'll get to that in a few minutes. Joe in Virginia. Joe, how are you, Joe? Good to have you.
How's it going, Walt? Congratulations on the charity run and all the money that you guys pulled up together. I slid in just like Lenore Sellers scored the last touchdown in Death Valley last night and got my donation in. Had to get that little shot in. But I contributed to the cause, and I hope everybody, I hope a lot of people really come out all right with some of this money and the evaluations and everything. But no offense to Paul, but has he ever been to Penn State?
Yeah.
Penn State's a top five job.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're a top five job. It's a wonderful job. It's football.
Yeah. If Penn State comes calling for Rhett Lashley, he's gone. I mean, that's just the reality.
I mean, how big is that Beaver Stadium of theirs? Like, how many people is that? 100,000? 110,000. Something like that?
110,000.
Like, you don't say no to that.
Right.
Yeah, like, you don't think Penn State doesn't have money?
Yeah.
It's a public Ivy.
Yeah.
They have plenty of money, but...
don't mention Penn State and Ivy. You're just going to confuse Ramona again.
Okay.
She just perked up. She's like, wait, Ivy? What? What? It's the annual Ramona Name the Ivy Schools contest.
You know, as far as like quarterbacks, I was going to talk quarterbacks with you.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I'll just be honest. I think, like, right now, as of right now, like, if it was up to me in the Heisman Trophy, I would have Diego Pavia. I think the quarterback for Navy and the quarterback for Indiana. Those are my three.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Because they're tremendous.
Yeah, each on their own level.
All three of them.
Yep.
And I think leadership matters at the position, and you can tell it. Like the quarterback for Navy, he's just unbelievable.
Yes, Horvath is incredible. That's why I picked them as my G5 school before the year, and that's still alive. I don't know if they're going to make it because I think South Florida just has maybe too much talent. But I knew Horvath would take him on a magic carpet ride, and he has, and he'll have to do a lot more of that if they're going to navigate the upcoming schedule, because that schedule is about to get brutal. They're going to face who's who in their league and Notre Dame.
Wouldn't it be a wonderful story if they made it, though?
Oh, like, incredible.
Just made it to the playoffs. I don't care who they play. I'd cheer for him. But
you know, I want to see, Joe, is, and this is what I thought might happen before the year, I just want to see him compete against Notre Dame. They're not going to beat Notre Dame, but I'd like to see them lose 34-21. Because I think if they could lose 34-21, something like that, to Notre Dame, and if they can handle their league opponents, I think then they have a great chance to be a playoff team. And as far as Diego Pavia is concerned, I love Mendoza. I've said all along he could be the number one pick in the draft. I've put him on my quarterback list for 3 years. I think he's been absolutely terrific for Indiana. But if you gave me one guy right now and said, who should win the Heisman, I just think it's Diego Pavia. I mean, he's at Vander freaking Belt. And they have one loss. And they just beat LSU. And this weekend they're going to beat Missouri.
And that's a good Missouri team. Good Missouri team. And Paul Feinbaum laughed at his face, and a lot of people did. And he said, "I'm going to win every game."
Yeah,
but
He said, "I'm coming back to Vanderbilt to win the national championship," and people laughed at that. Well, look, they're in the mix. I mean, what's so insane.
You're right. Nobody's laughing now.
Right.
You know,
LSU's not. Earlier, I know Brian Kelly's not.
It's true.
He's not laughing at all.
Opposite of leadership.
Right.
You know, geez, man. You know, I got really down on my Gamecocks. I guess I'm going to have to get hyped up for 3 clouds and 0 points at goal line this weekend. So it'll be wonderful. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. I don't know why. I have no idea. I don't have any football reason for this. I think South Carolina is going to compete against Alabama. I think Alabama is at the end of a long string of really difficult games. And I just think this looks like a flat spot to me, and maybe a chance for South Carolina to steal a game. We'll see. Dexter said, imagine a Vanderbilt versus Indiana national championship game. Seems like something from an edited video game. You're 100% right. And it's possible. It's actually possible. And Pavia has made them viable. He's basically done all the things he said, you know, and listen, that second drive of the Bama game, when Vandy's already up 7-0 and Pavia fumbled around the 7-yard line, if he doesn't fumble, they might be unbeaten. If they go up 14-0 there and he doesn't fumble, Vandy could well be unbeaten. And he didn't play his best in that game, and he acknowledges that. But it's Vandy. It's sneaking Vandy. He has one loss. He just beat LSU. Man, you know what? People are already talking about him. If they beat Missouri this weekend, man, people are really going to have to start focusing on Diego Pavia and the Vanderbilt Commodores in football. Walt Abdullah, Road Rage, quick break.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace, we'll help you make the right play with our jewelry. And when it's time to say, I do, let our experts help design your own championship-worthy ring. Family-owned and trusted for generations, Turner's brings all-star service and southern charm. Visit us in Seneca's Applewood Shopping Center or at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, a winning experience from start to finish.
Fall means football. Tailgates and Clemson Tigers. Make the Tiger Sports Shop your first stop before kickoff with the latest Clemson gear, from cozy fall hoodies to the latest Nike sideline gear. We've got everything you need to show your Tiger pride. Shop in store at either one of our two convenient Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or skip the line and order online at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, where Clemson fans make Tiger Sports Shop their game day headquarters. Everything Clemson all day, every day.
Strong industries build strong communities. For over 35 years, Industrial Motor Service has kept the upstate's factories, farms, and utilities running, powering everything from clean water to packaged goods to everyday essentials. Trusted by the region's leading manufacturers, IMS repairs and replaces critical equipment. motors, pumps, and gearboxes of every size. Because when industry thrives, our community thrives. IMS, keeping the upstate moving. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions, Double Dog Dan. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you are gonna love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstrapproofing.com. At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want a potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two stall, three stall, and four stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
You've heard the phrase, all hat, no cattle. Well, Whataburger's new Bacon Wrangler Double is anything but. It's got beef that's never from the freezer, always hot off the grill. Monterey Jack and American cheese, bacon, crispy onions, chipotle aioli, and pickles. You might even say it's all cattle and a hat. A 5-inch bun hat, cowboy. Introducing the new Whataburger Bacon Wrangler Double for a limited time. Whataburger.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/play.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Love you. If you didn't love
Walt Dip, Tulip Road Rage, we are back. All right. I want to remind you about the Liberty Hall Bed and Breakfast Package. Liberty Hall is an astonishingly beautiful place, 180 years old, neoclassical. We have a great opportunity for you. Bed and breakfast, two-night stay at Liberty Hall, and it includes a $100 gift card to 1826, the restaurant. So just an amazing opportunity. Discover the perfect blend of charm and comfort in our elegantly designed B&B bedrooms. Each room has been thoughtfully curated to provide a relaxing retreat for our guests. Spacious bedrooms enjoy a bright and airy space featuring high ceilings, polished hardwood floors, tasteful decor. The rooms are adorned with cozy furnishings, including a plush bed dressed in soft linens and decorative wall art. Large windows fill the space with beautiful natural light, offering some incredible serene views of the surrounding greenery. Modern conveniences. Each room is equipped with essential amenities, including flat screen TV, seating areas that combine style and comfort, attached bathrooms. It's just insanely beautiful. This is an incredible opportunity. You know, some of the people who have stayed, just a gorgeous place. This house is amazing. The owners are fantastic and very accommodating. Even the home-cooked breakfast was just wonderful. Super close to my daughter's school in the historic downtown area, so we'll definitely be back again. I definitely recommend this B&B. I had an individual, Mona, who wrote me earlier on the text line, said that he's single, but that he had occasion to go there in the past when he wasn't, and he said, anyone hearing this should be bidding on this. He said it's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing. So I'm telling you that. I'll tell you what. I'll take $400 to open it. I'm almost ashamed to say that, but let's go on this package. It's absolutely unbelievable. It's one of the most beautiful places you will ever stay at. And again, you get a $100 gift card to 1826. The restaurant as well. It's just a beautiful opportunity for a couple, you know, husband for wife, wife for husband, any couple, just a incredible opportunity, and you are supporting this cause. I'll take $400 to open it. I need $1,000 to close it. $400 to open it is like half of what the value is. Not even half, but I'll take $400 to open it. I need $1,000 to close it. Somebody should come in, understand the cause of this too, and make this your own right now. So let's do that, and let's get going on that today. Jack in Easley. Jack, how are you, Jack? Good to have you.
Good. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I hear you fine, Jack. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. So earlier in the show, I heard you mention that you had two picks that you wanted to take back on the contest. Is that right? All right, so I went on y'all's Twitter page because I enjoy looking at what y'all picked and what I've picked. However, I can still change my picks up until the like 5 minutes before the first game. So I'm going to take a guess looking at your picks. Or I just have a question, ones that we differ on.
Okay.
I took Houston to cover against Arizona State.
Yeah, that's one of the two.
Also, that was one of them.
And yeah, that's one of the two. Because when I entered it, I thought Tyson was playing, and now it looks like Tyson isn't playing. So that's a big difference. That's why the line came down a little bit. So if I was going to change anything, that'd be one of the two I would change.
Yeah, Tyson's a freak.
He's probably the best receiver in the nation. So that's a big loss.
An animal. Yeah, and then I'm guessing the other one. Just you've been hating on LSU a little bit today. I feel like so.
That's it.
LSU one of them?
That's it. That's it. Yeah. What concerns me is the Texas A&M run game and sort of the state of LSU. Nussmeier really got banged up last week. He got hit hard several times. And, yeah, that worries me. And I'm not so optimistic about Brian Kelly. If I was going to change any, it would be those two. That's a pretty good job, Jack, picking them out from that whole slate. Yeah.
I was like, dang, Walt picked LSU. I was like, that's got to be one of those two. I was like, dang. But, yeah, I think A&M is a really good football team.
They are.
They feel great. You go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, you go ahead, Jack.
I like the run game. I think – and Amos is still out, but Ruben Owens is picking up the plate. And when they get him back, and they've got some receivers. They've got some guys that can just fly.
Yeah, my only reservation is the thing you just brought up, is that Moss is still out. That's my only reservation.
Yeah.
If Moss was playing, I 100% would have taken A&M in that game. And
yeah, I like moss a lot.
Yep.
And then I'll take this off the air. We both picked Oklahoma. And I know the Trinidad kid, I guess, is going to start.
Yeah.
I think he's good, but this Oklahoma defense is just mean there. And I just don't think Ole Miss is quite going to be able to show up with that. And I picked Oklahoma also in hopes that Mateer continue to get healthier and healthier. Because I'm really rooting for him. But I'll take my thoughts off the air.
Yeah, thank you, Jack. Thank you, Jack. Yeah, Jack was all over it. I mean, basically laid the whole thing out. I don't know how he picked the two games out of that whole slate, but he did. He picked the two games.
I got a bid for $500 from Joe on the
awesome
on the bed and breakfast.
Awesome. Thank you, Joe. Thank you. All right. Again, it's a wonderful opportunity for a couple and just a getaway. It's probably much needed. And so my next bid on that has to be $600 or more, $100 upgrades, and $1,000 is the buy it now price. Jackson, Walt, Memphis or South Florida? I just think South Florida. I think South Florida to cover. I gave them out in my road rage guarantees, which I'll get to later. Several reasons for that. Memphis's quarterback is banged up. I think that's a difference maker. And I just think South Florida is easily the most talented G5 team. I mean, they're not, you know, for example, they go to North Texas, they destroy them. I mean, a game that was, you know, basically a pick'em game, a one-point game, two-point games, basically a pick'em. And South Florida just looks so much better. And I think they're better than Memphis. Even if Memphis is healthy, I think they're better than Memphis. And I don't think Memphis is healthy. So I think South Florida wins that game by two touchdowns or more. So I just think that's the way they're playing. So that's how I see it. Texter said, couldn't disagree more with Walt. Alabama's going to beat USC Junior as bad as they want. And also, Vandy ain't beating Mizzou. Bama 37-14 over South Carolina Junior and Mizzou over Vandy. You're wrong twice, Texter. That's Mr. B. We like Mr. B. Mr. B is usually a smart guy, but Mr. B, you're wrong on both of those. Trust me, Mr. B, you're wrong on both of those. You don't do that, Mr. B. Trust me, don't do any of that stuff that you're planning and doing right there. You will 100% thank me later, because that's not going to work out for you, Mr. B. It's not what's going to happen. All right, let me take care of some business. Let me tell you about my friend David Green, the Green Law Firm. I don't think I met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. Who knows? Whatever the issue might be, it's a personal matter. It impacts your well-being. So don't call some out-of-town 1-800 company and give your personal info to a perfect stranger who may or may not work with you. The solution's right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. David Green, who, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS over 20 years. David knows all the options available so you can take your life back, whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, we have an audit coming up, David can help you. David, the Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll certainly use this program to your best advantage. Look, the Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can 100% change your future. Get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free strategy session, 271-7940, 271-7940, or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's Green. G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. Okay, on the Liberty Hall Bed and Breakfast, we had several people who called in to bid at the same time. Several called in to bid $400, and we had two $500s, so we took the first one. So I need an upgrade on that from where we are. There's some competition heating up for that right now, as you would think. It's an incredibly beautiful place and a beautiful opportunity and a great couples getaway. So somebody come in and make that your own. We're at $500. I need a bid of $600 or more on that, $1,000 to close it. That's how that works. So somebody get in and make that your own. Underdog! Football season's in full swing, and Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is so easy. You just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I put a play in earlier while I was sitting here. Let me see. What did I do? Where is it? Okay. Here it is. I played a boost. It's Boostober. I'm playing boost, and I'm taking quarterbacks whose last names start with M. I took John Mateer to go higher than 238.5 passing yards. I think he's getting healthy, and I think Ole Miss's defense sort of sucks. So I think this is a place for Mateer to get well in the passing yards number. And I took Drew Mestemaker from North Texas to go higher than 263.5 against Charlotte. I think there'll be some points scored in this game. My only concern would be if it gets to a blowout stage, and North Texas can run the ball too. They're balanced. That concerns me a little bit. But Mestemaker did not play well last outing. I think he's going to want to avenge that performance. He threw like four picks. He did not look good. So I'm going to assume against a weaker opponent that he can light them up. Like I said, my only concern there is if it winds up being 40-10 or something, and then they're running the ball, that would worry me a little bit. But I'm in. I'm not in too big on those two, but it's just I need a little sprinkle for the North Texas Charlotte game tonight. So I have that. I have that on a 30% boost too. It's Boostober. So you got to get in and boost. It's all about the boost, man. Take the boost anytime they give them to you. And there's all sorts of boosts right now. Hey, listen. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word, to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus. Present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/mine. Get terms_dfs_.html for details. Consider the play, call 1-800-GAMBLER, visit www.ncpgambling.org. Waltip Tulu Road Rage, quick break. Liberty Hall Bed and Breakfast. Next bid has to be 600 or more, 1,000 to close it. And we'll be right back.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Boy, you guys have a great staff, and guys have been with you a long time.
We're really well-staffed. We have a team. It's not just one guy with a truck and a chainsaw. We have a team of people that are willing to come out, help you. And if you hire Schneider Tree, you're going to have an arborist assigned to you that's going to know your property, that's going to have time to walk your property and answer all your questions. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the actually really seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Cold weather is just around the corner. Be ready for Old Man Winter by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Shop over 20 models of vented and vent-free propane or natural gas logs that heat for just pennies an hour and use no electricity, keeping you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Don't wait for your HVAC to break down. Keep it running strong with a maintenance plan from Estes Heating and Air. Their expert technicians make sure your system is running efficiently year-round, helping you avoid surprise repairs and high energy bills. With priority service and peace of mind, it's comfort you can count on. Call Estes Heating and Air today or visit estesheatingair.com to schedule your maintenance check today. Estes Heating and Air, your comfort is their priority.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Samantha Porter, environmental educator, ready to encourage you. Pizza boxes, shipping and packaging boxes, appliance boxes are all examples of cardboard that is easy to recycle. Did you know that every school in Anderson County recycles their cardboard? And you can too. Did you know that cardboard generates the most recycling dollars, which allows our convenience centers to remain open and free to our residents? Anderson County Solid Waste is here to serve and help. 260-1001.
Have you envisioned your dream home nestled on a breathtaking lakeside property? Hunter Quinn Homes can make your vision a reality with our HomeSites program. With HomeSites, you can build on your land by customizing one of our award-winning floor plans to suit your style, making it uniquely yours. Don't settle for cookie cutter. Our experienced local team will guide you every step of the way, ensuring a stress-free process. Search for Hunter Quinn HomeSites online and start building your dream home in the upstate, one exquisite detail at a time.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Tennessee, the one place in this world I can get some good to eat. I'm hungry for some loving and some fried chicken. It goes down greasy, finger licking. I know just where to go. There's this woman I know. She shakes it up right and lets it simmer real slow. Memphis women and fried chicken.
The great Texas blues man Delbert McClinton on a Friday. It's a Delbert McClinton Friday. It feels like a Delbert McClinton Friday. All right, let's set you up here. We have the bed and breakfast, the 2-night stay with the $100 gift card, courtesy of our friends at Liberty Hall in Pendleton. 180-year-old neoclassical. It's just a beautiful getaway. It's as nice as it can possibly get. We have people on the text line who are single, who are advising others that this is something you do not want to miss. And we only have the one package, and the present bid is $500. So I need a $600 bid or better. I'll take $1,000 to close it. You understand the reason for this old campaign too. That would be nice. That would be wonderful. So let's do that. Also, I have, oops, and I've lost that now. I have, hold on. Where'd it go? Where did it go? Okay, here it is. Courtesy of our friends at ProSource of Greenville. I have the most amazing faucet available in 7 different types. This is a $2,000 value, over $2,000. The Roll Bridge Georgian Kitchen Faucet, which is just an insane value and so incredibly beautiful. We have this available. I'll tell you what. I'll take a $500 bid to get us going on that. I'll take a $500 bid on that to get us going. We can't possibly auction it for that price, but I will take a $500 bid. So if you're in the kitchen remodeling phase, if your faucet does not look like you want it to look, check this one out on my Twitter feed. It's absolutely incredible, and it comes in 7 different flavors, if you will. And those are polished chrome, English bronze. That'd be my choice, but that depends on your kitchen. English gold, polished nickel, satin English gold, satin nickel, and unlacquered brass, which is pretty nice too. It's the Georgian era bridge kitchen faucet with side spray, unlacquered brass with metal lever handle. And it's just incredibly beautiful. You can check that out on the website. I'm looking at it on the House of Roll website, but it's from our friends at ProSource of Greenville. The link is on my feed if you'd like. So I need a 500 or better to get us going on that. So somebody get us started there too. All right. I see you waving at me, Ramon. I see you. I see you giving me all sort of the death knell look. We have lots to get to. Let me tell you about Moretti's. In fact, I forget who it was now, but somebody on Twitter wrote me. I have to look it up now. But somebody on Twitter wrote me, Walt went to Moretti's. It was just as you said. It was absolutely unbelievable. Trust me, Ramona, would we kill for Moretti's right now? Would we absolutely?
We absolutely would.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Listen, if you've never had real Buffalo New York-style pizza and wings, you don't have to worry. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden has you covered. Who was it? Was it Dre? Was it our man Dre who was talking about the wings the other day?
I think so, yeah.
He was talking about the wings. He was like, Walt, oh, man, Walt, the wings are unbelievable. The pizza, it's thicker than New York-style, but not doughy. Just a perfect crust, baked to perfection, a real stone oven. The Buffalo wings are insanely good. They are true Buffalo wings. You've probably never actually had true Buffalo wings. You will if you get to Moretti's. How about beef on whack? If you haven't had this, you need to try this. They cook it slow, 8 hours. They slice it thin. They pile it high on a sea salt caraway bun called the Cumberwack. They serve it with horseradish sauce and au jus for dunking. Trust me, it's a must-have. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs and sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries. They have fish fry Fridays, which are a really big night at Moretti's, and a full bar, but a family-friendly atmosphere. And the bar and the restaurant are basically divided. Sports fans, this is your spot. They've got you covered. Ask about the Little John Coliseum while you're there. About the Little John Coliseum table while you're there. They don't have the whole Coliseum. They have the table made from the original floor, and it's just absolutely incredible. But big screen TVs, an entire wall of them, and others, so that you don't miss a single Clemson play, you don't miss a single NFL play, and regardless of your team, they'll put your team on. All you have to do is ask them. Moretti's at 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. And by the way, Moretti's donated a party of 10 to dine on that Little John Coliseum table, and that was auctioned for $1,000. So thanks to those good people, and those are the kind of people you want to deal with. All right, we have lots to get to, so let's start here, because I've been promising to do this all week. We're running behind, obviously, but I've been promising to do this all week. So the top 25 map poll, which is the most accurate poll of which I am a participant, okay? I'm going to tell you who we picked as a group and who I picked, all right? At 25, we had Southern Cal? Is that right? I guess it is. We had Southern Cal. I did not. I dumped Southern Cal. And I'm surprised that we have Southern Cal. At 25, I had Michigan, which makes more sense than Southern Cal. We did not include Michigan. Michigan was the first, so I guess it was close. But I had Michigan at 25. We, as a group, had Southern Cal at 25. At 24, we had Houston. At 24, I had Illini J. I had your Fighting Illini at 24. You'll actually like the map polls better than mine because we have them higher. I have them at 24. 23, we have Arizona State. 23, I voted for Arizona State. So we matched that one exactly. 22, the map poll has Illinois. So that's the we. 22, I had Tennessee. 21, the map poll has LSU. Woo. 21, I have Louisville. We have Louisville higher in the map poll. They were impressive in that game. There's no question about it. At 20, the map poll is Tennessee. At 20, I have LSU. At 19, our map poll has Cincinnati. At 19, curiously enough, Road Rage has Cincinnati. So we have an exact match there. At 18, the map poll has South Florida, who I think is clearly the best G5 team. At 18, I have Texas. At 17, the map poll has Louisville. At 17, Road Rage has Virginia. At, who beat Louisville, right? At 16, the map poll is Missouri. At 16, I have South Florida. I jumped South Florida this week. I mean, their only loss is to Miami. And granted, that wasn't great. But other than that, they've been dominant. They've been absolutely dominant. I mean, I think they're clearly the best G5 team. And I'm starting to think they're a lot better than a lot of these major conference teams, too. So I have South Florida at 16 and our map poll as Missouri at 16. Let me tell you about my friends at, where are they? Let me tell you about my friends at AMPM Farms. Listen, AMPM Farms is an unbelievable place, and they have weekend specials. Ramona, why don't I see their weekend specials? Let me see. I don't want to miss that. Okay, here it is. Upcoming this weekend, and that's Saturday and Sunday, 15% off ground beef and burgers. Look. The burgers, the beef at AMPM Farms is like nothing you have ever tasted. Okay, it just is. So if you want real burgers, if you want real ground beef, you have to get it at AMPM Farms. And you buy it in bulk right now, 15% off ground beef and burgers. And look, good food, good neighbors, great holidays. When you buy your holiday meats from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're not just stocking up. You're supporting real local folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh restaurant-quality cuts you can feel proud to serve. I don't think restaurant quality nearly covers it. I don't. Because around here, good food starts with good people, raised right, prepared right, shared with love. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher. Trust me, there's so much more. They are truly your one always open true farm market. Platt and Ashley Moore, the owners, just great people. They own a 900-acre farm in Fountain Inn. You're getting true farm to table market with 100% pasture-raised premium beef. I am telling you, as a beef connoisseur, all right, once you experience AMPM Farms Butchery and Markets beef, you will never go back to wherever you're getting beef from now. There is just no way. They own their own cows. They don't use vaccines or hormones. This is a huge differentiator because over 95% of the beef in this country does. And you can taste the difference. I have tried it all. I have tried their filet mignons. I have tried their dry-aged ribeye. I have tried their tomahawk steaks. I have tried their hamburger. If it comes from the cow, I have tried it. They have professional butchers, all right? They have professionally chef-trained butchers, and they will answer any questions. They'll take the time to tell you how to prepare it. They'll cut any cut you want. It's just incredible. And if you want a whole cow, they do that too. They'll individually seal them, vacuum seal them, and they'll deliver it. Whole cow, half cow, all of that, and they'll deliver it. I mean, pesticide-free practices through rotational grazing, weekly burger flights, we have that right now, organic chicken. I don't think people even remember what chicken tastes like anymore. I don't. I remembered as soon as I had the organic chicken at AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Open 7 days a week. Their market is an incredible variety of local vendors like Clemson Blue Cheese, Blue Moon Specialty Foods, Happy Cow Creamery, Naked Pasta, Poppington's Popcorn. Wild Game weekends include things like bison burgers, elk tenderloin, alligator, lamb, goats. Just in time for football season, make AMPM Farms Butchery and Market your weekly stop. If you want to enhance your tailgate this season, visit AMPMFarmsButcheryandMarket.com to learn more. Follow them on social media to see their selection. Visit one of their three locations in Fountain Inn on Allen Bridge Road, in Greenville on Lawrence Road, and Travelers Rest on South Main Street. We say farm to table, we mean it. There is no way for me to explain to you how good their beef is. And again, all the 70 vendors, it is a true farm market that is open all the time. You know, when I see in downtown Anderson, they advertise, they have the big farm market, the farm market. It's never open. And when it is, it's like one dude with a pickup truck. You know, and I'm sure his stuff is great, but he's one dude with the pickup truck. Okay, I'm telling you right now, try them. Try AMP Farms Butchery and Market, and wherever you're going now for all your stuff, you're never going back. You just are not. Trust me when I tell you this. All right, back to this conversation about the map pull and what I did. So we reached. What did we reach? We reached the top 15. All right, so the top 15. The map poll, our map poll has Virginia at 15. That's even higher than I have. At 15, I had Missouri. So I had Missouri one spot higher than we did in the map poll. At 14, the map poll is Oklahoma. 14 seems a little bit low for OU, doesn't it? At 14, I have Texas Tech. I think it's important that Baron Morton gets back. It's a good football team. We'll talk more about all this on the other side. You can get in if you want. We're talking college football this afternoon. I need some upgrades on the bids. Let's go with that.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Have you received a service area reduction letter telling you that your plan is going out at the end of 2025? We can help. Are your prescription drug costs too high and you don't know which way to turn? We can help. Do you have a so-called agent already who you can't get in touch with? We can help. Are you just cotton picking tired of having to make the choices and fight the battles by yourself? We can help. We are independent Medicare insurance agents who sell and service the big seven companies and all of their plans. We do not have a dog in the hunt and will change you anytime that you have a right to change and a need to change. Additionally, all of our help comes at no charge to you. Give us a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. We are truly in this together.
Owners, listen up. Is your lawn struggling right now? Your friends at TopDressing.com have a solution for you. They will aerate, overseed, and they can top dress your fescue lawn. You see this on the golf course all the time, and TopDressing.com will do this for you. Book a free quote online at TopDressing.com or call 888-850-1850. Tell them you heard about it on The Roar and ask your TopDressing.com for their special online at TopDressing.com. Call 888-850-1850. That's TopDressing.com.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact at longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit FHNGA.com.
Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery just turned up the fun with bonus instant wins waiting to pop. Now when you play, you can unlock an instant win on top of your regular Cash Pop prize. It's easy. Pick a number from 1 to 15, choose your number of draws, and see where the light takes you. So what are you waiting for? Cash Pop bonus shines through January 3rd. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
We are the Knicks family, and this is our Ingles story.
Welcome to Henderson County, North Carolina, known throughout the South as Apple Country. Here, the family of Apple Wedge Farm is in its fifth and sixth generation.